Hello, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Ashley. How may I help you today?
Yes, my name is Julie Herndon, and I put in an order, which I think I made a mistake. I was thinking this is a sleeping pill. Is it a sleeping pill?
Well, it depends, sir. We service a multitude of products. I'd be happy to try and find your order, though. Can I have your name?
Julie Herndon.
Oh, God. I had your number in my phone.
Alrighty, sir. And for security, may I ask for the address you would have used?
2866 Marion Avenue, apartment 4B, Bronx, New York, 10458.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. I did pull up our Omax Sleep. So, yes, sir, you do have our sleep product. What was your concern about it?
I'm trying to get off Ambien. I was thinking it was just for sleeping.
It sure is. You take two every day. I recommend about an hour to an hour and a half, no more than two, definitely, before your bedtime.
So this is for sleeping?
Yes, it is. It's our Omax Sleep.
Okay. I got scared. I was thinking it was for some pain medication.
No. We have a sleep product. It's actually
like today,
well.
I don't have no refills for my Ambien. Does it help get me off Ambien?
Can't really say too much about Ambien. I don't know much about it at all. I know this will help you sleep better.
Sleep medication. I've been taking it for years.
My question is, when
is this going to be like a bit like in my mailbox?
In your mailbox? Let me see. I'll be happy to check. Give me 1 second.
Oh, sorry.
Shouldn't be too much longer because we ship from Lewiston, Maine. Yeah, actually, expected delivery is today by 8 o'clock tonight.
Really?
Yeah, we shipped out on August 2nd. You're up in New York. We ship from Maine, so it doesn't take too long for you to get it at all.
So let me ask you a question. Does it come by regular mail or they bring it to the door?
Let me see, because normally we ship through UPS, but sometimes they will hand it off to your USPS, your local mail. Let's see who has it. Yep, so it looks like United States Postal Service has it. Most likely, I'm going to say they'll put it in your mailbox.
Maybe today, because my post office man comes at about 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I think that's exactly when you'll be getting it, because it says by 8. You know, it really depends on your normal delivery time, but it was updated today as of like about 7 o'clock this morning, it was already in Bronx. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you'll have it soon.
My day just now. I swear to God, I was so mad because I called my pharmacist and he's on vacation.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, but he got some other guy here. But this makes the so this is gonna help because I bought some Tylenol PM, which I don't like. It messes with my stomach. So what do I do? When they get it, take one before I go to bed, and then what?
I recommend you take two.
Take two?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the normal dosage.
No driving.
Yeah, please don't. Because, you know, it is a sleep product. The effect it may have on somebody, I've heard, you know, with the customer reviews, it can react really strong with some people and some people not so much. And that's depending on the issue you have with falling asleep, how severe it is. So I would say definitely not to drive. When you're at home and you know you're not going to be going anywhere or, you know, handling anything dangerous, take the product and you'll be able to fall asleep pretty easy. I used to take it when we first launched because I have really bad anxiety. So at night, my mind is going like really fast.
Racing, yeah.
Yes, and I couldn't sleep. I took this product. I was on it for almost 6 months back when we first launched it, and it did wonders for me. It pretty much, after taking it that long, it was able to reset my natural sleep cycle. So I was
really?
Able to I was pretty much able to then be used
that
to being
wonderful.
Calm. Yes. I was used to being calm. So I would, even without the product, when I weaned myself off, I was able to still sleep. And I don't have issues like I used to with falling asleep.
I really have it bad. like if I don't have my Ambien, it's like I walk the floors all night. As soon as I take the Ambien, I can lay down and I calm down. You know, my mind slows down.
Exactly. You're kind of the same. You know, you just need a little extra help to calm down, unwind yourself, and be able to, you know, peacefully fall asleep. You know,
so this helps anxiety too?
It's not like targeted for anxiety, but it has ingredients that are supposed to provide a calming, soothing effect. It did help with mine.
Okay, thank you so much for telling me. As I was, when I called the first number, the guy was very, very, I'm not going to say rude, the one that gave me the customer service number here, calling, he was loud and aggressive, and, you know, he said, we already gave you the customer service number. And I said, excuse me, sir.
Oh, wow. Who did you speak
with, sir?
Yeah, he
was
very,
like very loud. And telling you, we already gave you the customer. This is how you talk. We already gave you the customer. I'll give it to you again. And
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then when I asked him about the time and I might get it, he scared me. And he said, and that's why I was very disappointed. He said, 10, he said 7 to 10, not weekend, working days. I said, oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. So it sounds like, I mean, they were just telling you, like, the normal shipping time.
Yeah,
they didn't even pull up.
He made me want to call you and cancel. I'm serious.
I'm so sorry, sir. Look, I don't show any timestamp or notations here on this account besides on the 31st. When you ordered the product with one of our employees, I'm thinking you might have gotten contact with the other. We do have another call center. I'm so sorry to hear about
that. I have it all twisted because I'm so, because, you know, this COVID-19 thing has everybody all miscombobulated, you know?
It does. I promise you. I don't even know what day of the week it is anymore.
Really?
Not even when I remember what day. I keep thinking today is Thursday, and I've reminded myself all day that it's Wednesday.
It's scary, right?
It is.
To you know, have to worry about who's, you know, wearing a mask. And,
I know. And I know you're up in New York. I know that's one of the many hardest hit places. How are you doing up there with everything going
on?
Yeah,
we're doing better now. You didn't hear?
You're doing better?
We're down to 1%.
Oh, okay. Well,
where
no, you know what? I'm one of those people. I don't really keep up with news. I don't watch TV too often.
Thank you. We were the ones talking it in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you. And the grace of God is down to 1%. But you know what's not a good thing? People are taking that and, like, taking it for granted up here.
And running with it. And, you know, just like when they opened everything back up, it can create another spike.
Yeah. My husband's going, because I wear gloves and masks outside. And in my apartment building, they installed one of those hand sanitizer machines. I live in a co-op up here. And, you know, getting on the elevator, they said, well, where are you at?
I'm calling down from in Alabama.
How was it down there?
They say it's bad, but they say the cases keep rising, but I mean...
Oh, you really don't pay attention to the news, huh?
No, I don't.
God bless
but
you.
I,
do you wear a mask? You just go home?
I
do.
I mean,
home?
I do. I've decided to stay in the center. I just don't have internet at home to be able to work from home.
Oh, you're not home.
No. But
a lot of people call, they say, I'm home. But God bless you, and thank you. So you say it's in the Bronx, my shipment.
It sure is. You'll have it by your normal delivery time.
Thank you so much. What is your name? God bless you.
You as well. Thank you. My name is Ashley.
Ashley, thank you so much. You made my day. My body's relaxed. But that man was very nasty to me.
You know what? I really do apologize. I am going to pass this off to higher management. I'm going to see.
You don't have to. I don't want nobody to lose your job. It's like, you know, I was just anxious, but he's just loud. That's all.
Oh.
And he said, 7 to 10, like this. 7 to 10, North Beacon. I said, why? You know, you go, wow.
Right. I would have had the same.
Wow, sir. Come on.
Calm down a little.
You're supposed to calm the customer now.
Yeah.
So exactly. I was about to say, well, sir, I'm going to talk to you, and I'm going to cancel my order. I swear to God.
Oh. Well,
anyway, Ashley, I got to run. I have another call. Thank you so much, Ashley. God bless
thanks
you.
For calling OMAX.
And whoever's
you
listening
well.
To you, Ashley's the best.
You're awesome. Thanks for calling OMAX. You have a great day.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.